Killers. Since the dawn of time, they have been a dark and frightful part of humanity. Whether in the name of religion or for a flag, to keep a dirty secret or just out of a sheer, unbridled, sadistic addiction to the act of cold-blooded murder, there will always be, for eternity and beyond, someone willing to take the life of another. Most killers are punished, but what about those that work tirelessly to make killing easier? It started with a rock in jealousy and rage. At least that's what the Bible says. Rocks became spears, spears became arrows, and arrows became bullets. Bullets were powerful, but it took so long to reload and kill the next in line. Enter William Wirt Winchester, who gave us the Henry rifle, a true repeating rifle with a magazine of bullets that could get off a shot every 3 seconds. Winchester built his empire on the bones of thousands killed using rifles his company manufactured. When he died in 1881, his wife Sarah consulted a medium who gave her a message from her dead husband. There is a curse on the family. It took their daughter, it took him, and it would take her too, unless she traveled to where the sun set and built a home for herself and the thousands of souls of those who died by the rifle he built. Join us as Redbeard Examines, 525 South Winchester Boulevard, the Winchester Mystery House. Welcome to this edition of the Redbeard Podcast. It's your boy Cooley, and I'm hanging out with my partner in crime,
Tony. What's going on, everybody?
Boom.
Boom.
So this episode's about the Winchester House.
Winchester House, man. This is awesome.
The Winchester Mystery House. It's in San Jose, California. Sunny San Jose.
Yep.
It's thing is huge. I've only seen pictures of it. Thing is ridiculously huge and like built out. I mean, like, if you look at this thing, it's kind of like if you've ever seen the artist MC Escher, who draws all these weird like stairs that fold in on themselves and go into different places and stuff like that.
That's exactly what I think of when I look at this house.
That's what this house is. It's exactly what it is. It's just insane architecture. But yeah, like, there's a lot of history behind it, and you know, that's kind of what drew me to this, is that there's so many things that, and it has nothing to do with the spirits. I mean, that we're pursuing the supernatural on this thing, on this this entire season is about weird and unexplainable things. 90% of Winchester House can be explained. I mean, the reasons behind it and stuff like that. There's obviously, to me, obviously there was some psychosis there. With Sarah, her name is Sarah Pardee, mm-hmm. Not party time, but like Pardee.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, she obviously had some things going on. I mean, she lost her daughter, she lost her husband, and these are things that nobody should ever have to live through. And I think mentally she just broke, man, and she was willing to believe anything that was thrown her way. And she believed hard, you know what I mean? Like, she actually like went all out to carry out, you know, these orders that were given to her through a medium.
The other thing too, when you bring that up, the medium, is I think that it's, I mean, I think that obviously the medium found out who she was and, you know, convinced her that all these spirits that were, or these people that were killed by the guns that were made by her husband needed to be, like, you know, a place to basically, their souls needed to be. And I think she kind of preyed on that.
Mm.
You know, like, oh, this is...
That's some shit, though, man. That's some fucked up shit.
But, dude, I mean... But,
to do to
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I honestly think it's partly... That's probably, like, this psychic wasn't a real psychic and, like, literally told her some BS and didn't think she was going to take it that far, though. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who actually follows through and builds a house that's like one of the craziest houses of all time?
Right. So,
you know, she had the money. So that's, but I don't think she actually thought she was going to follow through on it.
Yeah. So the story goes, I mean, like William Wirt Winchester, took over this company. They had made a quote unquote repeating rifle. The Volcano Repeater was the name of the rifle, and it was it wasn't a true repeating rifle. It had a lever action to reload and so on and so forth. But you know, you still had to like load bullets into it and stuff. But when he took it over and kind of made improvements on it. What he did was he created a magazine that goes on the front of the rifle. It's like a cylindrical magazine that went on the barrel and actually fed bullets into the chamber so you could get a shot off every 3 seconds, right, until you ran out of bullets in that magazine. So it was one of the first true repeating rifles, so you didn't have to worry about, like, you know, stopping, reloading, so on and so forth. So you like, literally go out into the field if you're a soldier and you're just mowing people down. So it gave our troops a real advantage until other countries started developing their own weapons that were similar and whatnot. But for a while, that was the repeating rifle of choice. So anyway, he built an empire. He built a fortune. And, you know, he marries Sarah Pardee and they have a kid. And it was 1866. They had a young daughter, and in 1866, that same year, that young girl died, right? So in her infancy, she was dead. It was there was a disease. I can't remember the name of the disease, but it basically wastes away the child's body. It's like really weird. It's like, I've never heard of it, and never seen any instances of it, but I'm sure it was something that now we actually have medicine for, or something that, you know, can help with that, because which is why we don't know about it, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, the baby dies, you know, she obviously, you know, breaks down, becomes depressed, you know, goes a little, you know, crazy. You know, the husband sticks with her, but they never have a kid again. So it's just him and her. And eventually he dies from tuberculosis. So she loses another member of the family. So she completely loses it and goes to see this medium. And that's when the medium tells her, you know, oh, you know, got a message from your husband. You know,
right.
Everybody's dying because you're cursed, because I'm making these weapons that are killing so many thousands of people. Which, like we just mentioned, that's some really shitty things to do. That's something real shitty to say to somebody when they're going to you. Like, if you're going to fake it and that's what you're telling them, that's, like, really, really screwed up.
Yeah.
It's such a dark place to go. But, he's, you know, hey, your husband wants you to go and start a new life and build a new home for yourself and, you know, make sure that it's a home that, you know, these thousands of spirits can also live in, because they need a place to go. Now, I don't know if the medium knew this or not. But, you know, Sarah inherited 20 mil, okay?
Yeah, she was loaded.
Like 20 mil, which back then, like we're talking like the 1800s, man. Like back then, 20 million was ridiculous. That's like unheard of amount of money.
That's like 200 million now.
And she had 48% of the company.
Yeah.
The Winchester company. So she got 48% of the Winchester company, making about $1,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I can't remember if it was a week or a month, but either way, $1,000 back then again
was a lot of money,
shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. So she was rolling. She didn't want for anything that she needed, wanted, she had, because she could just she had the money for it.
Right.
So she gets this message and she's like, all right, fuck it, going to Cali. Right. And she just went. She kept going till she found a spot that she felt, because she thought she was like getting this message and a continuing message from her husband. So until she thought she found the right spot, then she found it. It was actually a house that was under construction. It wasn't actually built yet. And there was a doctor that owned it. I don't, again, I don't know the doctor's name because, you know, fuck it, who cares about that guy, mm-hmm. right? But,
right?
But he has nothing to do with the story except for he owned the house prior.
Right.
But he was having it built for himself, and I guess she came in with enough money that he was like, well, sure, you can have it. So she bought the house, the land, and the story goes that she kept like 22 construction workers on staff, right? Working around the clock 24 hours a day until like her dying day. I think it was like 33 years or something like that, that she kept them working on this house without stop. Now, there have been reports that, you know, that was kind of bullshit. Like, I mean, there were definitely, you know, months in between, like, where people would take a break and, like, you know, stop working on the house while, you know, she would come up with new things that she wanted and then bring them back in and say, okay, well, which makes more sense to me, because you have 22 workers. There's no fucking way that they're working around the clock nonstop. They have families, they have sleep that they need. They got to take a break and have lunch and food and all that. So I think it's unrealistic to say that they worked around the clock like that, but I mean, it makes a good story.
So, I mean, it definitely does. I mean, it's interesting to think about how long it took for this house to be built, you know. So she originally, when she purchased it, it was a small, like, 8-room farmhouse. Like, that's what it was. And mm-hmm. she continued to build it. And the project was supposed to be, it was supposed to take, they estimated it would take like 36 years to finalize it. And it would cost about $5.5 million back then. It was a ton of money.
Right.
But what happened with Sarah is that as they were building the house, her ideas became more and more eccentric, because she actually started to feel like she was being haunted by the spirits in the house. So she like started building like labyrinths that would go like behind rooms that will lead into other rooms in an attempt to have a way to evade the spirits.
Right.
So that they couldn't follow her. She would sleep in like a different bedroom every night. You know, so it was her way of kind of like keeping her distance while living in the house, because she did feel like she was being haunted. That's how her story goes.
Yeah, there were like stairs that go into the ceiling.
Oh, it's crazy.
Doors,
man,
that open up in the floor. It's like,
it's really cool. There's one of my favorite things about this house. I mean, it really, like the fact that it's a weird house, and it looks like a house clearly designed for spirits who can go wherever the hell they want, apparently.
Right.
But it's an architectural wonder.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Like, it's like the people who built this house, as weird as it is, it's brilliant. Like, when you there's one thing, like, if you were to be on a second floor and you were gonna look over like a balcony to look down to the first floor, you walk to the edge of where that balcony is and you're looking down where you think there would be an open space. It's two doors that would open up. Like two doors that you would literally turn the knob and open up. So it's like you'd have to open the doors up towards above you to jump through the space. Like, it's nuts. Like,
yeah,
it really, like, it messes with your head. Like, there was a
160 rooms.
160 rooms. That's the beginning of it. I mean, basically, this is, oh my God. There's 160 rooms, 40 bedrooms, 10,000 windows, two basements. How do you have two basements? 2,000 doors can be walked through. One leads to an 8-foot drop to a kitchen sink. Another to a 15-foot drop into bushes in the garden below. There's like the materials that were used in this house. It's like Tiffany stained glass windows back then were like super expensive.
Bro.
Like stained glass windows in places where like no light's going to hit them. So why even have them?
When you look at it though, like, I mean, it sounds insane, and it sounds like noise, right? It sounds like you're going to look at it and it's like absolute like garbage noise. But if you look at it, it's stunning and it's beautiful. Like,
yeah, it is.
In every way. Like, even the crazy shit is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this place is more like hidden rooms and passages than Narnia. Like, it's insane, dude. I mean, it really, yeah, does. You know, it's like, I mean, the other thing too is that I think it was in 1906 they were building the house, and there was a major earthquake, which actually had the fourth and third floor collapsed, And that, so normally, okay, the earthquake caused that, right? But Sarah believed that the house fell into itself and collapsed because the spirits knew she was getting close to completing building the house.
Right.
So she basically, like, rebuilt part of it, and like there's a part of it that's been boarded up and it was never finished, and but like if you go there you can you can tell, like, oh, that's the part of the house that was damaged by the earthquake, but for the most part, like, she continued to, like, rebuild that because she was almost finished. She died before the house was finished, but she spent, like, the rest of her life, like, building this house.
But she was never going to finish the house if she stayed alive, because the whole point was she had to keep building or she was going to die. Like, that's the reason why she kept building and adding on.
Right,
because
her
husband was just like, hey, the ghost of her husband through this medium, which is all bullshit in my opinion, says, you know, if you stop building this house, if you stop building the space for these spirits, mm-hmm. you will die.
Which is funny, because you're going to die at some point. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
So just but if you keep building this house, you're going to live forever. Live.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So she just kept building until she couldn't build anymore, and which was when she was dead.
Oh, my God. I mean, she definitely claimed that she was being haunted by these spirits.
Well, yeah, because she believed.
She believed. So
again, so this is what I've been saying since we started this whole season, is that the power of belief is enough mm-hmm. to haunt you.
Literally.
Yeah, if you believe you're haunted, if you don't believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's all explainable in some way.
Right.
Until something is unexplainable, in which case at that point, then you got to believe. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I think one of the most interesting things about this house is that, this woman built this house, like, she built this house out of just pure fear. I mean, because when it buckles down to it, that's what it is.
Right.
She was scared that she was going to die and had the money to build this house off of somebody's psychic prediction, right? Like, how scary is that? That alone. Like, you cannot stop building this house or you're going to die. As soon as she got that message from the psychic, like, her life completely changed. She lived in fear for the rest of her life. What a horrible way to live. I think that's one of the most interesting facts about this is, like, forget about the fact that, like, it's an architectural wonder and, like, it's crazy and all these people work around the clock. Like, her life was just a mess.
You also have to wonder where her beliefs lied, because if she had any trepidation about her husband manufacturing weapons that kill mm-hmm. people, right, then this is all going to be so much more believable to her, right? Like, if she was truly okay with it, like, if she was just like, hey, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is how we make our money, somebody's gonna kill somebody, might as well do it with our weapons, whatever, right? Like, if she was completely okay with it and she believed in what her husband was doing the way that he did, then I think she would have called bullshit on this medium. So she obviously had some hang-ups with her husband's career, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
Regardless of, like, whatever money it was making, you know?
But
back then, like, women didn't really have a voice, you know what I mean?
Well, true. I mean, women couldn't vote until 1919, so, I mean, think about that.
Exactly.
I think it's interesting, too, that there was, like, a science room in the house, so she would meet with the foreman in the morning and talk about the plans of, like, the house every day, like, where the building was going.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would go into the science room, was what she called this room, and she would basically talk to the spirits there
about a science room or seance room.
I thought it was a science room. I don't know, maybe I'm sorry. Yeah, that's well, yeah,
because you don't talk to spirits in a science room.
No, I don't know why. I actually, wait a minute,
because there's no scientific anything about
actually
spirits.
No, I'm the article that I had looked at previously actually it was a misspell. I thought it was just, it's supposed to say seance room. Okay. They spelled it wrong. So, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. But I took them as spell checking their shit. But no, so yeah, that totally makes sense. Seance room. But it was a seance room. So she would speak to the spirits there who would weigh in on like, oh, these are our plans for the house. Right.
Right.
But they found out that she had like a really like through talking to these spirits, she developed like this insane obsession with the number 13.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look
into this.
Is that
where the Jim Carrey movie comes from?
No, that's 32, I think.
No, it's the number.
Number 23.
23. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
So
never mind.
It was, so like the Winchester house has 13 pane windows, 13 paneled ceilings, 13 step stairways. Her will had 13 parts and she signed it 13 times.
Really?
Yep.
So every page had a signature?
I don't know if it was every page, but
or
she signed it.
Or is it 13
it.
Lines
it might
on
have
the
been
last
13
page?
Lines, yeah. she has, there's 13 bathrooms, and in the 13th bathroom, there are 13 windows. So she had a really unhealthy obsession with that number.
She probably signed it in January. Mm-hmm. And called it the 13th month.
So here's something. This is something that I found in an article that I did want to read. Because when we talk about the Winchester house, Sarah was convinced that it was haunted.
Yeah.
But people still venture to the Winchester house to see it because it's an architectural wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And because there are some people that believe that the house is haunted.
Right.
So in this post, this is what I found. So it's actually considered to be one of the most haunted places in America.
Right.
Which is interesting because if that's the case, then a lot of people have claimed to have experiences there.
Well, I mean, it's built for spirits.
It's built to mess with your head.
It's like a fucking bed and breakfast for spirits.
Yeah, it's like a fun house.
Yeah.
So, but it says...
You got like a fucking frequent flyer card if you got killed with a Winchester rifle.
Right.
They're like, come on, you get in free.
Right. So
your family can't come in, though.
It says a popular spot for paranormal activity are the corridors of the third floor, where tour guides have claimed to hear footsteps and disembodied voices whisper their names. So my opinion on that is that's a little strange, because if you're a tour guide, you probably start to learn the route of the house pretty quickly if you have to give tours of it. So I feel like you probably become used to the fact that it's weird. But if you start hearing things, like your own name being called, I mean, who knows? Somebody could be messing with you, but I'm just saying. But,
you know how many nooks and crannies there are in that house?
Yeah. I'm just saying, though. I mean, tour guides, though, like they probably, I mean, I don't think it's just one person. Like many people have said that they've heard things. So who knows? And then also, the Winchester House tour guide, one of them, confirmed that the house's third floor, only a portion of which is accessible during house tours, is definitely the spookiest part of the house because that's where the servants lived. So there's been a lot of reported activity there. Also, when you're on that floor, you can never really hear any of the other tours, so you feel pretty isolated.
Mm.
So isolation can do a lot of things. You know, you start to hear things. But, I mean, yeah, the house is freaky as hell. And when you know the background of it, you know what I mean? I mean, that could possibly play tricks on your head. But, you know, you got to look at the flip side of the coin. You know, we're talking about how this lady is, like, losing her mind and there's, like, psychosis involved. Take that out of the equation for a second. Like, what if it is haunted and people are hearing things? What if the psychic wasn't messing with her? You know, you never know. You never know.
I was walking through South Station today, just an example, and I heard my name, and I turned around, and I turned around the other way, and I was like, nobody there. I go through South Station every fucking day.
Yeah.
Twice. Never hear anything like that, right? Does that mean, is there a spirit in South Station? Is there some magical force that's fucking calling my name? I think it was just more I misheard something and sounded like my name.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had those experiences too. I mean, okay. I think somebody calls my name and I turn and it's not. I'm like, oh, they're trying to talk to me or something else. Like, yeah, totally. But
I think that might be what's going on with these guys. And I mean, they're in the Winchester house. So they're just like, when you're somewhere that's like, oh, this place is supposed to be haunted, right? Then, of course, when you hear some weird audio anomaly, that sounds like something that you think it should be, like your name or like something familiar, you're going to latch onto that shit. And you're going to be like, oh, shit, I heard something say my name.
You know what's weird, though? With paranormal things, you can never... It's one of the hardest topics to discuss because it's always an experience that somebody has. And unless multiple people experience it, even then it's hard to prove if the person that you're trying to explain it to didn't experience it, because they don't know what it was like and they don't know what you saw. And when you see something for yourself with your own eyes, it could be very confusing and mind-blowing if you don't believe what you just saw, because it defies all laws of reality, right? But if you're in a house like that, yes, you're going to create that kind of ominous feeling that somebody's watching you, or that there are spirits that may be there. But I feel like if you hear your name called multiple times, and you hear footsteps when no one's around, I feel like if it happens more than once, then you're more willing to believe that there may actually be a presence there. You know, and you're never going to be able to like turn on like infrared goggles, you know, or X-ray vision and see if there's something there that you can't see. You just have to trust your senses and take everything you know about the situation you're in and be like, okay, I'm in this weird house. It's got all these different passageways, but I hear footsteps and I'm 100% sure that no one is around me right now. And I've heard these on multiple occasions. You know, like, why is somebody calling my name when I know I'm by myself right now? You know, like, those are things where you start to question it. You have the experience. It's real to you. You know, you base it off every, logical explanation you can, and it defies logic. So what are you supposed to do with that information? It's hard to prove or disprove, but you experienced it. You know, and I think these servants and I think these people building this house, I mean... Dude, if you're working on this house for every day, for hour after hour, and that is legit your like lifetime construction job, I'm pretty sure that you're going to be unfazed by it after a while. But then you start to actually hear and see things that don't make any sense. You know, like, that's when you question reality, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm on the site right now, the Winchester Mystery House site.
Right.
And somebody asked in the FAQ, or maybe they created the question or whatever, is the house really haunted? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, that's just part of the mystery, right? Seriously, we'd love to confirm or deny, but that would ruin the fun. What we can confirm is that we've been listed on plenty of world's most haunted places lists, and over the years, many of our staff and guests witnessed some unexplainable things. We encourage you to come and find out for yourself. And I'm going to.
Yeah, you're going to the Winchester House.
Yes, I am.
Because you're traveling to Vegas and then making a stop in San Jose, right? San Francisco?
Yep. So we're gonna stop there and I'm going to take a tour and I'll tell you what I think.
Yeah, man, let me know.
Yeah, well, when I come back and we do an episode or whatever, we'll do a little update to this one.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You should take some video while you're there, too, if you can.
No, they say you can't take video. Videography is not allowed, but I can take some photos. So I can take some photos and I'll make a slideshow or some shit.
Yeah.
I'll take some photos, and who knows, maybe I'll capture some orbs or some shit.
Yo, just take some live photos. Like mini videos, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, true.
Yeah.
You but know? They can get us for that, though. I'll take some of those, but I won't be able to post them.
What, live photos?
Yeah.
I don't know. You could probably post them, I guess. Who's gonna? I mean, well, you can't. I don't know if you can actually tap on a live photo, though. Like once you
take a burst photo and make a GIF out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not a video.
It's 9,000 photos. So, yeah, man. I the Winchester House is definitely on my list of things I want to see. I'm pretty jealous you're gonna check it out. That's pretty awesome. So yeah, have fun with it, man.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see this. I mean, look, man. You and I have kind of been almost every episode like on opposite sides, but I mean, like, you can see when there's something that is tangible and that is actual and factual, I can definitely throw down and have a conversation about it and be reasonable and be, you know, we kind of just kind of went back and forth today and agreed with almost everything that each other said. And it's because we actually have, this is a house that was built that is absolutely insane and should not exist, but does, and is stunning and beautiful. And like you said, an architectural wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, like this is one of those rare episodes where we're not going to really go back and forth and, you know, argue with each other. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, this house is so famous that, of course, you know, the world of cinema actually had to make a movie about it. And there was a movie that came out in 2018, or the beginning of this year, called Winchester.
With Helen Mirren?
With Helen Mirren and Sarah Snook. Also, Jason Clarke was in it. It basically is just about, you know, Sarah Winchester. And her journey in the building of the house, and also, you know, what it was like to live in the house where these spirits were terrorizing her. Mm. And it's a PG-13 movie. It did well in theaters. I mean, it's Helen Mirren. She's great. I haven't really seen her in, like, horror movies. You know, that's not her thing. But it's basically a horror movie. So it's supposed to be scary, and it you know, makes it look like, you know, it's the house is severely haunted. But you have to watch the movie because it's a movie and it's fun and it's supposed to be scary based on a true, you know, or based on, you know, the a real person in the house itself. But you have to kind of look at the facts and see.
It's like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
That's
basically.
Why would you pick that?
Basically.
It's like the most ridiculous.
Because it's like
but
a real.
Not a vampire hunter ever.
Because it's a real person in a real place, but none of this shit really happened. You know what I mean?
I do think that movie was pretty funny, though.
It was great.
That movie was awesome.
Yo, I love Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, man.
Yeah.
The book was even better.
Yeah, it was really great. Yeah. Dude, after I saw that movie, I was like, man, I want to get that skilled with an axe. Like, he was nasty with that axe. How do you practice with that and not kill yourself? Like, you get, like, a rubber axe.
Yo, the montage was great.
Oh, yeah, the montage was awesome. Where he just, like, he breaks down, like, this ridiculously thick tree.
Yeah.
Jim Rock lost it, the theater that happened, because it was so ridiculous. But yeah, man, Winchester House. Check it out. I think that my final thought on this is that it may be haunted, but I think for the most part, Sarah just had a lot of issues, and this was kind of her. This was her her vice.
Yeah,
you know, this was something. This was a way for her.
This is how she coped
to deal with it. Some people cope with excessive amounts of alcohol or drugs, or they pick up a hobby and, you know, have an obsession. And this was her obsession, and she had the money to do it.
Yeah. What do you do if you have $1 trillion and you have, like, shit on your mind?
Yeah.
Get it off your mind. Just fucking bury yourself in, like, spending money on shit. You know what I mean?
This was her way of dealing with it, and you know, hey, she. She was a tortured soul, I think, and that sucks.
It does.
You know, because, like you said earlier, nobody should have to go through all that.
Yeah.
Like, losing her children, and then her husband dies. And
which is sad. It's such a sad story. And then to have that, like, freaking thoughtless.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a true evil to sit there and tell somebody that, you know, your family is cursed and you're going to die if you don't just continuously build on this house. It's I don't know.
Here's my final
and your husband said that shit, you know, like Hey, I just heard from your husband, and you know what he said?
He said, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So here is my final thought on this. Like I said, you know, we always talk about the flip side of the coin, right? So I said that this was her vice because she was trying to, you know, deal with the fact that her husband apparently contacted her and told her to build this house for all these souls. But what if, and this is something to just think about, what if the house is legit haunted? And not only was she building this house and living a day in, day out torturous life, but what if she was being haunted by these souls on top of everything that was happening? Like, actually was being haunted and bothered by spirits that, you know, we don't believe may have not been real, but maybe they were real, you know, and were actually like torturing her on top of everything she's already dealt with, you know. And the thing that is worse is the hauntings and these spirits, if they were there, were after her when it was her husband's gun that he created that killed all these people. It wasn't even her fault.
Now, you know, it's horrible. Is this hypothetical?
Yeah, hypothetical.
All right.
I'm saying, what if?
No, cool.
Something
no,
to think about. Something to think about. If that's a possibility.
No, in my head, I'm like, again with this shit. Like the fucking what if it was real? Like,
I'm just saying because we're talking.
I can't. I just said we're not arguing on this show.
No, we're not. We're not arguing. I'm just throwing that out there as hypothetical situation. You know, that's the other side of the coin. You know, like,
yeah, anybody who's just joining us on this episode, Tony loves to ask me to pretend that something is real. And what would I think if it was? And my answer is always, I'm fucking scared. It's real. It's fucking, it's terrifying. Okay, because I think that's what he wants me to say.
No, I wasn't even asking. I wasn't even asking you. I'm just posing that question.
Yeah.
To our listeners.
Yeah. For this time, that's good.
Think about it. Like, think about that. That's.
I'm just letting people. I'm just letting people know why I thought that. That
it's an open-ended thought. It's an open-ended question. Cool. Digest that.
It's good. It's good. It's good food for thought, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Food for thought.
Food for thought.
Chicken soup for the soul.
Chicken soup for the souls.
For the
that were that were spirits. Shot with the Winchester rifle.
Yeah, definitely. Blah blah. So, oh man. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of the Red Beard Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please give us some feedback. Interact with us on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear what you think about the Winchester House. And if you've been to the Winchester House, tell us what you thought. Tell us if you've had an experience, what the vibe was when you were there. Feel free to share any pictures or videos that you might have, because I'd love to hear what happened when you were there. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
And I'd like to apologize to the possible millions of listeners that we're going to get on this particular episode, expecting to hear something about the ever so dreamy Sam and Dean Winchester from Supernatural. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is not that. And
you should know that from the title of the episode.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's not Sam and Dean Winchester House. It's just Winchester House.
Yep.
Peace.
Later. Thanks for listening to the Red Beard Podcast, which is part of the Nerd Ruckus Network. Please take a moment and like our Facebook page and share your thoughts on the episode, as well as what you would like to hear us discuss. Also, give us a follow on Red Beard Podcast and Nerd Ruckus on Instagram and Twitter. And check out nerdruckus.com for all of our entertainment channels.